Joining us now is Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly, who is on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And Congressman, always good to have you with us in WTOP. Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Now, we just heard a little bit about what the Accountability Review Board, the own independent assessment that the State Department did on the attack in Benghazi, concluded that the security posture in Benghazi was inadequate and grossly inadequate to deal with the attack that took place that day that left four Americans dead, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. So where do you begin your questioning today? What more do you want to know?
Well, I think it's really important. What the ARB that you just referred to concluded was that the terrorists, not State Department security, the terrorists were the ones who were responsible for the attack, completely and totally. Security could have and should have been better. But we're dealing with an inherently unstable situation. We're dealing with an immediate post-revolutionary, post-Gaddafi Libya, where much security throughout the country is relied upon certain kinds of militias. There were two, for example, militias that were supposed to be providing security in Benghazi that day. They didn't do it. And our resources, American resources, were very inadequate to the occasion. But it was a chaotic, inherently dangerous situation. It's easy in retrospect to say what could or should have been done, but I think we need to be very clear. Somebody decided to perpetrate a terrorist attack, and they're the ones who were responsible for the deaths of four Americans.
In fact, looking at your prepared remarks for the hearing today, it looks like you slapped Congress on the wrist a little bit itself for the inadequate security there.
You know, I think Congress deserves a fair amount of criticism here. Some of the biggest critics before the election, of course, of the tragedy in Benghazi have to take responsibility for the fact that they're the ones who have slashed embassy security by $886 million. And when, after the tragedy, Secretary Clinton tried to reprogram $1.3 billion of already appropriated funds to enhance security, the House Republicans refused to act and let it die in the 112th Congress.
Are you saying then that this tragedy is a result of budget cuts?
What the review panel you referred to concluded was clearly the lack of resources, the consistent lack of resources for embassy security, pervaded thinking about how to allocate limited resources.
But didn't we hear from the ambassador himself prior to this attack about his concern that something was brewing and that his security at that point, in his estimation, was inadequate? That's really where a lot of people are concerned, that we didn't respond at that critical moment.
Well, again, it's not that we didn't respond. It is that security all around Libya and throughout the country, it was inadequate and continues to be. I was there in May. And, for example, security at the airport in Tripoli was provided by a militia. So, you know, this is an inherently unstable and difficult situation, and that's what the ambassador and the American embassy personnel were having to operate in. And in retrospect, it could have and should have been beefed up. But what the review panel concluded was that even with additional security, there's no guarantee at all that, sadly, this tragedy, which was perpetrated by a determined group of jihadists, could have been prevented.
You expect any of your colleagues to try to make political points today?
I hope not, because there's been already way too much of that exploiting a tragedy. And I say shame on those who have done that. What we ought to be focused on is how do we improve security abroad for our brave men and women who serve in the Foreign Service to try to make sure that such tragedies do not recur.
Now, the Secretary of State has said, she did last October, that she takes responsibility, that she is in charge of the State Department. Are you sure that this information wasn't also available to others in the government, maybe even the White House, about concerns of security in Benghazi and elsewhere in Libya?
I think that generally there was a concern about the overall lack of security in Libya as a country in following the overthrow of Gaddafi. That I saw that with my own eyes when I was there in May. We were not allowed to stay the night in the country because of concern about security. But diplomatic personnel have to work with their counterparts in Libya day by day, most certainly do have to stay in the country, and they understood that this was a work in progress in trying to improve internal security. And obviously, we have to do everything we can to protect those brave men and women who represent the United States. And I think it's an important lesson here to remind ourselves that diplomatic work can be very dangerous. We owe it to them to make sure we do everything we can to protect them.
In the 4.5 months since the attack in Benghazi, do you feel any better about security for our foreign service workers around the world?
I think the state, you know, Secretary Clinton, who took ultimate responsibility for anything and everything that happened, also embraced all 29 recommendations of the review panel and has moved very aggressively to implement them. And obviously, we're looking forward to hearing how that's going today as she's getting ready to leave the State Department. And also, I think, as you indicated earlier, Congress needs to do a little soul searching here in terms of whether we have provided the resources that are necessary to make sure that we have satisfactory security in all of our positions overseas.
An important day ahead of us, and we're glad you could join us this morning to talk it over some. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly, he's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.